then resume with our program. As I indicated before, that we have been joined by Honorable Galvik, who is a new member replacing Honorable Robert Mashego from the ANC. Honorable Franz Galvik, let me introduce the members. The whip is Honorable Jobo. We have our last one, the young man here, Honorable T.M. Mashele from Mpumalanga, Honorable Matebula from Mpumalanga, Honorable Hicklin, T.A. from Gauteng, Honorable Suisa. Apologies, Honorable Suisa. It was written here, Honorable Chaku. Yeah, and I said, but I'm not familiar with this name. Honorable Suisa from Northern Cape, ne? Yeah. And then Honorable Kopane from
Free State.
Honorable Singh from. What is the party?
ACDP,
yeah, he was here before. I think he was only here for 20 minutes. He did indicate that he has another committee, so he will leave. Honorable Father Staden is from FF Plus. We also have another young man, Honorable Mumalo from IFP, who is part of. We also have Honorable Graham, the one who was reported that she is not well, from the DA. Honorable Shabalala from the ANC, also she is not well. So those are the members that you'll be interacting with them on a day-to-day basis in this committee. Lola?
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Nola Jobodwana, the committee secretary, PC on PWI, and on my left-hand side is Miss Inez Stephanie, who's the researcher. Far left, it is, this is my other right, apologies, honorable members. On my far left is Mr. Shuaib Tnason. He is the content advisor. Right behind us, the lady who's been very busy this morning, is Ms. Charlene Sheldon. She is a committee assistant standing in for Ms. Litlake, who's our dedicated committee assistant, who could not join in today because of ill health. And while she is away, we'll be getting stand-ins through and through. Thank you, Chair.
We will start with the program, honorable members. Before we go for minutes, there is a program in front of us, but there are corrections that have to be made on that program. If you look at, in fact, the first page is fine. It was dealt with the capacity building. We'll be dealing with minutes, but also there is a planned visit, oversight visit, that we'll be doing next week. There it is written, oversight visit to the parliamentary committee. We're not going to the parliamentary committee. We're visiting our entities, yes? And the department, and the headquarters of the department in Gauteng. And the dates will be 26 to the 30th. You are traveling on the 25th. Okay. You should be right, it's 25.
Yes.
Oh, okay. 25. Okay. It's 25 to 31st. I think Unola has indicated that we seriously have a challenge of our assistants. The one that we had before was taken to another committee. The one that was allocated to our committee is well, then now there's a bit of challenge in terms of the committee assistance. So, result. Okay, so that is the program for this term.
Sorry, Chairperson, before you proceed, I just want to check the issue of funding the 25th, not on Sunday, the 24th.
It's for traveling.
Yeah, but the 24th is on Sunday, the 25th is on Monday.
How is that possible? Because 20th, look, today is the 20th, it's Tuesday.
Sunday, 25th.
Maybe you're looking to another month.
Yeah,
Okay. I think you have already done your arrangements, because Unola in that group of this committee indicated that you need to indicate where you'll be traveling from, especially for this. We need to finalize that. Honorable Hickley?
Chair, thank you so much. I have two questions. One I've already posed to Nola and one I've discussed with Honorable Kopane. As the alternate on the committee for the Democratic Alliance, I am not provided for by Parliament. So how do I become part of that oversight visit? I am based in Johannesburg and I can make myself available to travel, but how do I make myself part of that in order to fulfill my obligation as a member of this committee, number one, but number two, as part of my commitment to the party that I serve in terms of doing that oversight, if there is no provision for it? That's question number one. But number two was another question that was raised to me, that we have a certain number of parliamentary plenaries that are happening next week. Do we not take part in those plenaries? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Okay, I'll first tackle the first question. The first question relates to alternate members participating in oversight visits, and that goes across the parties. Yes. So there is a rule that states that alternate members, that's one. Okay, first and foremost, alternate members within committee meetings have no voting powers, as I indicated during our induction process. Now, secondly, for oversight visits, alternate members do not travel. They can only travel when one of the main members of the committee is unable to travel. That is, for instance, if it is an ANC member that is unable, an ANC permanent member that is unable to travel with us to an oversight visit, then an ANC alternate member can then take the place of the main member. Same goes with the DA, same goes with the EFF and all the other parties. So it is just set up like that. We can only accommodate alternate members if the main members unable to attend. Now, in your case, Honorable Hickling, because you are already based in Gauteng and you will not be requiring any logistical arrangements from outside, you, as I indicated to you, that you're welcome to attend using your own funds. I'm not sure if your party is able to arrange logistics for you if you need perhaps to sleep at a hotel or whatever the case. What we can just say from our side, because you're already in Gauteng and the oversight visit is taking place in Gauteng, you're more than welcome to join the committee. I think I've basically tackled number one.
Yeah.
Number two, on the program, on the current program, there is a provisional seating this week, which has not yet been adopted by the programming committee. So at the time in which we submitted our committee program for the term, that sitting was not on the NA program. And therefore the House Chairperson and the Chief Whip, they both approved our travel. So we are working based on the approval that we received from the House Chairperson as well as the Chief Whip of the majority party. So that's the reason why we are carrying on with the oversight visit, and also bearing in mind that the NA programming committee has not yet adopted that particular program that states that there is a possible sitting next week. I think I've fairly covered it, Chair.
Follow up,
please, Chair. So let us assume, for all intents and purposes, that the oversight visit goes ahead. My party says, unfortunately, they can't arrange whatever, and there is a sitting in Parliament. I won't go to the oversight, I will then come to the sitting. How will I get the information from that oversight visit? Will there be documents that will be given out at the oversight visit that can then be sent to me so that I can at least know what happened and what was said from a committee point of view, irrespective of what I get from my party? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, Honourable Hicklin. Just to clarify one point, if and when there is a parliamentary sitting in the NA and Parliament feels that it is either a tree-line whip or it's very important for all members to be present, a communication will be sent by the Office of the House Chairperson to say all the oversight visits that were lined up for that period must be cancelled. That's one. Failure for the House Chairperson to submit to us that kind of communication, we go ahead because we have an approval in place. Number two, if then in your case you do not go to Gauteng, you're more than welcome to attend the sitting if the sittings carry on while we are away.
No, thanks, Chair. I just want to check. I don't know if from the WhatsApp there was any communication whatsoever as to where are we going to sit.
Not yet. Not yet. That information is not yet.
Thank you, Chairperson. In terms of the oversight visit also, we've seen the program of the oversight, but in terms of exactly, I'm not sure in terms of when you name the entity or the place that we're going to visit, we don't know, is that a construction site or is it what, so that we can accordingly prepare ourselves in terms of the dress code and things. If the secretary can arrange or make sure of that so that we can be okay in terms of our...
I suggest that maybe we adopt the program, then ask Nola for a few minutes to brief us on the oversight visit. Hoping that you won't take long, there's another meeting.
Can we adopt the program?
Maybe. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm just checking before we adopt the report on Wednesday, the 2 o'clock briefing. Are we going to have that briefing? Is it confirmed?
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
Or maybe we can also discuss that.
Maybe let's discuss it. The reason we raise that issue is because it's part of the reports that were presented to us when we're dealing with the APPs of that. And then we wanted to check exactly what is happening there, how far are they. The minister indicated that they don't have a report, what is it? They don't want to report because it's still at a what?
Conceptual stage.
Remember, they are budgetary. Yeah, on this, they've been budgeting it for this. Even in the last financial year, there was budget allocation for this Public Works Academy. So I think it is to our interest as this committee to know how far have they gone. So the minister said that she doesn't want the department to come and report on this one. She will send a report.
Does that mean that she will talk to 5 o'clock session tomorrow? Cut.
That's what we have to discuss. Do we allow that they send us a report? Honourable Suisse and Honourable Kopane, Honourable Jobu.
Thank you, Chair. As you have stated, and your reasons are very clear, the minister must come here. We need to know at least how far. How far are you? Whether it's stage one or stage two, there's always something that has happened. How far are they? So she needs to come here and bring us to light, because I'm afraid if she's going to send a report when it suits her at a certain time, we are going to find ourselves in hot waters. We are going to find that there are certain things that were not done properly. So she needs to come and tell us that stage, Baku Yoguti, this is where we are, this is what you've done so far. We are not going to wait for a final report. Come and give us the little that is there. I think there are 2 or 3 sentences that they've typed for now. So she must come with those 2 or 3 sentences and we work on that.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Luckily, it's one of my written questions to the minister. So I think as indicated this morning when the AG was telling us our responsibility is to do oversight, anything that involves the taxpayers' money, we as a committee, we need to do oversight. So I do believe that they must come to the committee and explain. For the mere fact that there was money budgeted for before, we need to know exactly what happened. So it is our responsibility. So I think they still have to come to the committee and account.
Honourable Matebula, Honourable Faskalwe.
Yeah, thank you much. Thank you very much, Chair. Well, I hear the matter that the little that is there has to be presented to this committee. My problem is that how do you deal with something that is incomplete? You are likely to make mistakes. We need a full report that will engage fully with it, with a clear understanding as to what is it that is actually contained. What if we deal with something and you find that at a later stage that particular thing changes? I think we are here not to waste time, but to work. Thank you.
I think it's Honourable Faskal.
Yes, I'm with the role.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not sure if the minister is not ready or the department is not ready. In fact, I'm not sure the minister, is it coming tomorrow for the briefing? I'm not sure.
No apologies.
Okay. Okay, Chairperson. If I may propose that the minister or the deputy minister must brief us on this issue, so that we can get any information.
Can we, Honourable Kupane, you want?
speak on the same matter?
Chair, if you remember, on the 5th of July 2019, this committee, it's one of the recommendations that we recommended, we, this committee, we said we recommend that there must be a full update on the progress of the Plan Public Works Academy that is planned to be set up with the South African Property Association to capacitate the PMTE. Especially if you remember, we had problem with the PMTE, that the academy was going to be, was going to assist PMTE as part of the capacitating attempt to unlock the value of the immovable asset portfolio. That's what we agree as a committee. It's our recommendations. So I don't think why we should now not want to take our own recommendation and say it's wasting time. So when there's taxpayers' money involved, the committee will be doing oversight. And as a committee, we took a recommendation. This is the recommendation, our own recommendation. That was on the 5th of July. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, we have the program presented to you up to the 18th of September. If there is any change, maybe on the side of the minister and the department, I will indicate to you, even maybe this evening, if maybe in terms of the state of readiness for them to come and present to us, I will indicate to you. Thank you. Let's go for the minute.
With your permission, Chair. Can I speak?
Okay. Fine.
Chair, well, I think it's a direct misinterpretation of my statement here. I have never said that there should be no report that must be presented here. And I doubt that as a waste of time. I have indicated that there must be a full report that must be presented here. And I was trying to avoid the fact that we are going to waste time where we are. We've got a lot of work to do. We cannot be dealing with something that is incomplete because things change, and then we must come back again and talk about the one and the same thing. So here I'm being quoted out of context, and it's incorrect for the member to do so.
Honorable Matebula, Honorable Kopana, I think you have correct Honorable Matebula out of context. We can't all come here and then waste time. As I've indicated, Honorable Members, will deal, if there are any changes, I will communicate. We have a WhatsApp group here in which we are all members of. I think, let's say, we provisionally adopting this. There may be changes. On the issue of the...
Maybe, Chair, that's the one, because I propose that the report, the program must be adopted.
I also want to indicate, even on the issue of the oversight, if there is any plenary and the maybe the House Chair indicates that we need to change our dates for oversight, that will also be communicated. They did approve, but if there is a need for them to change this, that will also be communicated in due course. I gave you only 5 minutes on this issue. Yeah.
Chair, I formally want to second the proposal made by Honorable Njobo that we adopt the report with a correction.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Chairperson. I'll just speak to briefly to the issue of the oversight visit. It has been confirmed it's the oversight visit of the PC to Gauteng.
where we'll be visiting the department and its entities. And in between, as per the program that was sent through to members via WhatsApp and the emails, that we'll also view some of the projects that were done by one, we'll have a project by the IDT that we go to visit. It's in the city of Joburg. The second thing that we'll be doing while we are there, Agrimo SA has got a laboratory in which they test the building materials. It's housed within the CSIR precinct, so that's also what we'll be doing. In terms of logistics, we have a committee assistant that's currently working on that, because committee assistants are in their nature responsible for logistical arrangements for all committees. Now, we have someone that's been working on that, and she's just giving me an update that our financial approval is at the final stage. So we should be, they should be liaising with the travel agencies before the end of today, and therefore members will get their communication in terms of where we're staying, when we're flying, and all of those things. But the travel dates remain Sunday the 25th of August, and we are coming back on the 31st, Saturday the 31st of August 2019, because we'll be working from Monday until Friday afternoon, late or the afternoon. If there are any changes that the chairperson has said, we shall keep communicating with the honourable members. Thank you, Chair.
The issue of clothing,
have you covered that one? The issue of the outfits, okay, the reason why all of these things that I'm mentioning now are not on the actual program is that by the time, during the period in which the program was sent to members, it was still a raw draft, because we're still communicating with the stakeholders that we'll be dealing with. So we are still in the process of confirming where exactly we're going at a certain time and whatnot. So as soon as we get the finalized program, which should be between today and tomorrow, we will advise the honourable members as it were. Thank you, Chair.
The minutes of the 2nd July meeting. The Honourable Joe approves that we adopt the minutes of 2nd July as they are. Honourable Matebula?
I second the move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honourable Matebula seconds the move. The minutes of the 3rd, if you remember, we had full 2 days. Minutes of the 3rd July, page 1, page 2, page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7.
Chair, sorry, I just noticed my initials are M.B. Hicklin, not just B, if that could be corrected.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry to take your picture. Paragraph, page 5.
Page 5.
I don't know, maybe my memory is odd, but when it came to Agrima, I don't remember, but a question was raised, Ukuthi. Agrima, their purpose was to come up, work hand in hand with human settlement, especially with, actually with water and sanitation pertaining toilets and everything. And I don't remember having an answer that says human settlement is rejecting to work with them because they don't want to accept the innovative technologies. I don't know, but I don't remember Agrima giving an answer as to why they are not doing what they were initially supposed to be doing.
Can you come on
this one?
Thank you, Chairperson. With the assistance of my colleagues, I'll attempt to answer the question of the Honourable Member Simisa. There was a response session by the Agrima SA, and that's exactly what they stated, that one of the challenges that they faced with is that they've tried to work with the Department of Human Settlements. However, they're not prone to the innovative technologies that are introduced by Agrima SA, as opposed to the traditional way of erecting buildings.
Thank you, Chair. Just to also further strengthen that point, this is a problem for Agrima SA for many years now, really, that the material that they developed gets exported to other countries and used by other countries, but not by our country. And that's the case with a number of things, from human settlement, sanitation, to even road building as well. So that's where that comes from. But they did respond like that, Chair.
Can we then have a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move the adoption.
Honorable Michel?
I second.
Honorable Michel, I second the adoption of the minutes. And then the last day, 5th of July. Page 1. Page 2. And page 3. When we deliver the reports. Get a mover. Honorable Kopane?
I move that the committee should adopt the report.
Okay. Alright. Honorable Kopane? I'm still on the holiday. Thank you, Honorable Kopane. Can we have a seconder?
Seconded.
Honorable Jabo is seconded. that was the set of minutes that we had. We then break for lunch, and then come back at 2. The meeting is adjourned. Not the meeting is that, this session.
Okay. No, can't have after 2 because I think it can
be. But I'm saying, a girl now are breaking after 12.
Yes.
We're coming back at 2.
Yes.
So it was better to pull the meeting close to come back at 8.